Afro-punk band White Moms is WFYI's September Small Studio Sessions featured act. The Indianapolis-based group just completed a southern tour and stopped at our small studio to record their session. WFYI's Melissa Davis has this introduction.
White Moms features musicians Co, Oreo Jones, Charlene Birdsong, and Dimitri Morris. Each of these successful artists is also invested in a number of prominent musical projects in addition to the band. Most of the members of White Moms play all the instruments and switch depending on the song. Some have called this band a supergroup. They're talented, and each member is committed to multiple projects in the state's music scene. But Oreo Jones isn't fond of the term.
I'm not an amazing musician at all. I'm uncomfortable with the term supergroup. I think it's just all, we're good friends and family. Like, we mesh so well together. Like, it's fun. That's the, like, period dot, like, bottom line is, like, when we get together, it's like we never left. But I don't know. I think supergroup is kind of silly.
The friends formed the band on an impulse. Co starts the story.
Well, how we started as a band, it was me, Oreo, and Charlene, and we were in your basement, right?
Yeah.
And we had our first, like, practice, and it was going really well, and we're like, oh man, let's think of names. And then we're like, wait, you have a white mom, I have a white mom. Charlene is a white mom. Let's be called the White Moms because we're all black. We have white moms. And then we were talking to Dimitri and we're like, yo, we would love for you to play with us. And then someone was like, wait, I don't think we can be called white moms. And he's like, guys, I have a white mom and a white dad. Yes. And so that was our name.
Yeah. I think Co hit me up in a Facebook message and was like, hey, let's start an all black band. I was like, all right, cool. Yeah. Charlene and I were roommates at the time, too. So we were just down the hall from each other, just like playing. She had like a little keyboard that I was playing on, and then kind of just organically happened from there.
The musicians of White Moms don't have a lot of downtime. We ask them how they make time for this band. Charlene answers.
We don't. It's sort of like a vibe that's easy. And so when we do get together, we're writing a lot and we're really creative in that time we have together. Mm-hmm. So we don't have a lot of time together because, you know, we live in different places. We all have jobs in different bands. When we do come together, I think we do a good job using that time to create new music.
The city's local music scene is thriving. We asked the band, what can Indianapolis do to keep this going?
Support all the local bands, like not just like the fans that come out to the shows, but also the promoters. Like, yeah, just treat the local bands right, and if local bands are treated right, they want to stay there, you know. So I think that's a good thing to, you know, try and do in Indy at least. So
yeah, we're getting better at fostering talent, but you know, we're still Indianapolis. You know, we're not Chicago, we're not New York. You know, there's a lot more opportunities in that way readily available, but we're definitely getting there in a lot of ways.
For WFYI, I'm Melissa Davis. Find September's Small Studio Session from White Moms at WFYI.org/Small Studio. Small Studio is made possible with support from Sun King Brewing.